Welcome to Parenting Matters Now, a source of parenting advice a few minutes at a time. This is part two to developing a Renaissance man in your home. As Dr. Roger Smith with Parenting Matters. Now, if you didn't catch the first part, talked about how developing and training ourselves to manage a to-do list is one step toward developing a Renaissance man in your home, whether it's a boy or a girl. But I want to talk about one other thing, and that has to do with a broad experience. And it's been said that whatever you do as a child becomes less fearful for you as an adult. So if the first time you've done something, whether it's snow skiing or whether it's driving or any number of things, if you first experience them as an adult, it's much more fear-filled. Whereas if they've given a speech, they've modeled a garment, they've done some sewing, they've done painting, any number of things as a child, it is less daunting as an adult. So there are ways that we can introduce to our children experiences where they are not competent as a child, but when they have had an exposure to it as a child, they can develop those competencies as an adult with much less fear and much less anxiety. So I'm wearing my Canada cap in honor of my friends from Canada. Many of you have visited my home, the main place. Just as an honor, I'm wearing this cap that one of you gave me. But I do want to highlight one thing. There's a magazine that I've often referenced whenever I speak to groups of men, and it's this one. It's the Popular Mechanics magazine, and the title says 100 Skills Every Man Should Know. And in that, it lists everything from how to set up a ladder to any number of things, how to destroy a hard drive. At any rate, I don't necessarily agree with all 100 on their list, but what I'm challenging you to as parents is to develop, as you go along, a list of skills that you want your children exposed to. If we have a list, we can start looking for opportunities for them to work with someone who's hanging drywall or doing some minor plumbing repair or automotive repair, changing oil in the car, knowing how to change a tire. We need to have a list of skills that every person should know. In this case, it says every man should know, but you may have a different list for your girls than you do for your boys. It may be a different list for one boy than another boy, but nonetheless, it's in our attempts to help our children develop a wide array of skill sets. They need to have some exposure to those skills. Finding someone in your community, in your circle of friends, that is good at really, you know, cutting down a tree. Any number of things that you can have your child go with them and they learn how to operate the equipment related to that skill, how to tend to a cleanup afterwards, how to, you know, all those different things are important in as we are developing a competent adult. Whether we ever achieve this Renaissance man who can almost do anything that comes their way, our goal is to help them to be competent for their adult world. Now, there are some things that you will say every person should be able to do: laundry. Every person should be able to cook an egg. Every person should be able to, you, whatever's on your list, or begin to make a list. And then with your children say, hey, let's go do this. Let's learn how to do these things. And you don't have to be good at it. In fact, some of your children will be better at some things that you struggle with. But it's our job as parents to expose them to those things as part of their development. And if we have a list that you begin to develop, and you can check those things off. Some of the skills may be survival skills. And there's this cartoon, the guy stranded on the island, and he's trying to get assistance, but one of his skills might be that he needs to learn how to spell. But then the pilot or the guy in the helicopter or plane flying over, maybe he needs to just interpret the spirit of what is being done. So there are skills that may look like using tools, but other times it looks like using language. And so some of your skill set may be language skills. We had a short list of things that we said, when our sons leave our home, they should be able to do these things. And on our list, two of them was, he needs to be able to dance with a woman, and he needs to be able to back up a trailer. And those are just things that were on our list that we thought were important for them to be able to function as a, in some of their man roles. We wanted those things to be a part of their skill set. Make a list. Develop your Renaissance child and help them to grow into their competencies. They will forever thank you for it. This is Dr. Roger Smith with Parenting Matters Now.
Subscribe to Parenting Matters Now for more advice, or go to rogersmithmd.com to search for more topics. See you next time.